You are listening to 3MDR 97.1 FM and Yarra Valley FM 99.1. You're with Phil from 3MDR and Nelson Aldridge from Yarra Valley FM. And today we're chatting with our special guest, Maddie Palook from the Bangarra Dancers. Good morning, Nelson.
Peach, how are you, mate? Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, good to see you back in the 3MDR studios. And nice to have your company, Maddie, on the telephone.
Thank you. Good morning to both of you.
And we're really excited about chatting with you this morning. First of all, can you just give us a little introduction as to who you are and how you got involved with the Bangarra Dancers?
Sure. So I am a proud Wiradjuri woman. I was born and raised on Dari country in Western Sydney. And I've been a dancer my whole life. It's been everything to me. And then I started to like think of my career and what I wanted to do, and I decided that I wanted to just keep dancing, and Bangarra was the perfect company for me because it was a mixture of dance and our culture, and I just really was inspired by their mission and their purpose in the dance and theatre world. So I just kept auditioning, kept training, kept dancing, and I was lucky enough to join the company 4 years ago now, and I've been dancing alongside them ever since.
Oh, sounds fantastic. And can you tell us a little bit about how Bangarra came about?
So Bangarra came about from the idea of dancers and black dancers in Australia not having a platform to raise awareness and, I guess, political views and have a space in the arts to be able to do that. It started in 1991 and was founded by Carol Johnson, who started NASA Dance College, and then a bunch of the dancers from that school realised after training they didn't really have anywhere to go, so they came together to make a company, and Stephen Page was the first artistic director, and he led the company to then just keep building, with their main work, Ochres, was the one that was firstly really recognised, and the company then went international, and from there the growth of the company has just been massive. So the purpose of the company really is to put Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander stories on the stage internationally and nationally in a way to educate people and also for our mobs and communities to be able to find a platform to have a voice and tell their truth-telling and begin the healing that our mob so badly needs.
Yeah, that sounds like a good enough reason to start up a dance company, doesn't it, Nelson?
Yeah, very deep. Very deep. I'll jump in, Maddie. I'm going to ask you a question. So you were talking about how you were dancing when you were younger and that's one of your passions, and then obviously the opportunity to mix culture in with your dancing. A lot of people have ways of being able to celebrate their culture and connect to their culture, whether it be through art or ceremony or probably with myself, I guess, doing radio actually helps me, Paige. But for you, what's it like being able to just have both of your loves, your culture and your and dancing, beg your pardon, and being able to go on the road and encapsulate that for the fans and for the audience? What's that mean to you?
It's really, really extremely rewarding for me. I came from a family who had lost a lot of connection to culture. I grew up away from country and I had a really close relationship with my great-grandmother, and unfortunately she passed away when I was 12, and I promised her that one day I would be telling her stories on the stage. So that's my biggest inspiration and empowerment behind me for when I'm on the road, because sometimes the stories that we're telling are really dark and they're really tough, and it's really hard to understand that these are real lived experiences that we're telling on stage. And I think to be able to go out there and present them with so much authenticity and integrity just gives me a sense of strength that I don't think I would have found doing any other career. And it's a really big way for me to reconnect back to my community and back to my family and my country and be able to learn things that are not only strengthening me as a person, but are also giving my family so much power in reconnection. And to just be able to see so many different places of the world and reach so many different people and connect to them on this really deep level is amazing to me. And see people, like, sometimes you see a switch in people and like they've just all of a sudden been educated on this new truth that they had no idea about, and the only way that they've been able to experience that is through our dance. And I think sometimes our dance is so much more powerful than words, and it's really incredible to witness that. So be able to go on stage every night and know that I'm not just doing movement and I'm not just doing dance that I love. I'm actually being able to empower our people and our mob and give them a platform that they probably never knew that they would have. And this really special part and my favourite part of my job is our return to country trip. So with the work, we do a life, creative cultural life cycle. We end up taking the work back onto community. We're actually doing it in a few weeks and we return that story to the community that gifted the story to us. And we're able to allow them to heal by watching what we've created with their words. And it's actually my favourite part and the most special part of my job.
That's amazing. I think one of the words that you said that I was thinking the whole time was you said truth, and all I thought of is that everything you're doing is essentially truth-telling, which is so important for our country at the moment. And for mob going forward is truth-telling, and you get to do it in a really special way. So that, full credit to you. What an amazing, amazing journey you've been on. And I think I'm going to have to go and see this page when I get a chance, that's for sure.
Well, this is what we're going to ask Maddie about, Nelson, is what performances are happening as we speak, as this is going to air. Maddie, there's some activities going on, and I'm looking at the Bangarra website. It's bangarra.com.au. It is loaded with information. Yep. And anyone who is tuning in, I highly recommend you type into your favourite search engine, bangarra.com.au. And there's plenty of what's on. There's a bit of the history of the dance company and plenty of other tabs to check out as well. What's currently running at the moment, Maddie?
So we're currently running our season horizon. We're on Wurundjeri country at the Arts Centre in Melbourne from the 28th of August to the 7th. And this work is a double bill. It's a little bit different because this is the first cross-cultural exploration and performance that the company is putting on. We've created a beautiful relationship with Moss Patterson, who is a choreographer, artistic director of New Zealand Dance Company. And we've created a really beautiful relationship with him, and he's come over and worked with us dancers. So the Horizon show starts off with Kulka, which is a story by and choreographed by Sonny Townsend, a proud Saibai man from the Torres Strait. And that is kind of exploring the bloodlines and how you get your totem in their custom and culture. And then we move on to The Light Inside, which is a shared collaboration between Deborah Brown and Moss Patterson. Deb's work is about the Miriam people from the Torres Strait. And it is kind of really a vibrant work for me. It has like a lot of power within it, but it represents heavily the person that she is and her family, the matriarchs in her family and her mother. And we are celebrating the diplomatic culture up there and the pearl diving industry. And we kind of just take you on an adventure of the Miriam people. And then we move on to Moss's work, which is the second part of The Light Inside. And this is very heavily Maori inspired. And we're kind of discovering that whole culture and understanding his story and connecting with him and kind of finding a beautiful cross-cultural collaboration and weaving these cultures together. And it takes you on a really beautiful and extremely powerful journey.
Sounds amazing, Maddie. For those that have just joined us, we're chatting with Maddie Palook from the Bangarra Dance Company. And one of the events that's happening right now is Horizon. It's on at the Arts Centre in Melbourne on Wurundjeri country, and it's running until the 7th of September. Bookings are available, Maddie, I understand.
Yeah. People can buy. Get your tickets.
Get your tickets, because it's the season's, well, it's still got a couple of weeks to go, so people can check that out. And again, on the website, I highly recommend folks type in bangarra.com.au. There's a preview trailer there, which will give you a little sample. It's one of the beautiful things about art, Nelson, I think, and being able to sort of, you know, continue telling the story of culture and things, because, like, you know, as an immigrant myself, quite ignorant to, you know, the history, the vast history that goes on, and celebrating culture that's been running for so many thousands of years, and bringing it to people today is a pretty special sort of thing. And it's, you know, it's a good thing for us to be able to tap into as an outsider through art. and things. Do you go to many performances like that, Nelson?
I do when I can. When I can, Peach, I go to whenever I can to go and have any opportunity to engage with our culture and learn, because that's the thing, you know, not every Indigenous person, as Maddie can probably attest to, is we don't know everything, you know. So for me, going to something like this will be a massive learning opportunity in seeing some other truths. Obviously, we're here in Wurundjeri country in Victoria, but we're going to get a whole range of people from different mobs and bringing their connection to their culture into that. So the learning opportunity for everyone, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, with this, it's really special.
It's the power of art. I just love it. It's amazing. Yeah. Like, everyone can access it.
Yes.
And this is the thing, rather than a talking head on telly just telling you what to be annoyed at and all those sorts of things, just if you get immersed in some culture, and, you know, it has a different effect for you, I think.
It does. Oh, absolutely. I mean, culture, you know, reconciliation, culture, it's as I said, it's a really special thing, and I highly encourage people to get involved.
Get along. So bangara.com.au. Now, Maddie, a part of the dance company, I'm guessing, as Nelson alluded to, it's for members of mobs all around the country?
Yes, yeah, so we're all made up of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dancers from all around Australia, and we've all moved to Sydney or are from Sydney to work together and perform together.
Can I ask you a question? I'm going to jump in, Maddie, because Maddie, it says here you're a proud Wiradjuri woman, which is one of the biggest. It's massive. Wiradjuri country is huge. I don't know if you know, yeah. Paige, but Wiradjuri country is just this monster,
like, ginormous, huge geographic area.
Yeah. Makes Tarnarong look small, as
okay.
So it's massive. Maddie, I was just going to ask, do you get to go back to country much and connect to country?
Yeah, we're actually really lucky. I'm really lucky because we do a lot of New South Wales touring. So luckily enough, pretty much every year I've got to go back on country, and that's been really special for me because I've been able to discover places that are really significant to my family that even my dad hasn't been able to witness. So that's part of the really beautiful, like, giving back and continuing the learning and the reconnecting that's been happening for me. And also really extremely lucky that Bangara supports us in our cultural learnings and reconnecting. They provide us dancers with cultural leave, so we're able to take time off to go back on country and continue our reconnection and our learning, which I think only strengthens and empowers our ability to tell stories on stage, because we're then connected to our own families and stories even stronger. So we're really supported at Bangara to be able to continue that learning, and we're constantly introduced to new families and given opportunities to just kind of keep reconnecting and rejuvenating. Yeah.
I love that. That's so cool.
That's fair. Well, you know, you'd want your, like, basically Bangara is like your employer, I'm guessing, Maddie. So they have a deep understanding of its people involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're going back to country, that's one thing. What about when you're out and about traveling? Like, if you've traveled the world with the dance company and things, what are some of the things that you bring home from those overseas trips?
I think probably the most thing that I have. Well, I was lucky because my international trip was actually to New Zealand last year. The company has since COVID not been able to internationally tour as much, but bringing home that sense of, like, people want the truth even further than just our season, our land, and that people are open to learning and understanding us. And I think definitely going over to New Zealand was really empowering for me because they have such a strong culture over there and they're so proud of it. I mean, it really inspired me and ignited me to just keep fighting for our mob, keep putting our mob stories on stage, keep, you know, really inspiring the next generation to keep truth-telling, and that we've had a lot of knockbacks, but if we just keep getting up, dusting ourselves off and moving forward, we will get there and we'll have an ability to be stronger than ever. And I think our history is just an example of our resilience, and to be able to see that not only on a national space but an international space is really amazing, and to see the inspiration that comes from people that don't know you. Even on the stages in Australia, there's 750 people a night sometimes or more coming to see us, and they have no idea who we are, but they're connecting to us on such a personal level. So I think that's the power in the art and within the stories that we're able to share internationally and nationally.
Yeah, that sounds amazing, Maddie. I think when you've got an audience in front of you, but you know, particularly if they're experiencing this sort of thing for the first time, I guess as a performer, you'd sort of like them to have a takeaway and then go and do their own explorations and things just to learn a little bit more, sort of educate themselves about Indigenous culture. You know, we've still got a long way to go here in Australia. Nelson's nodding his head there.
I am. But I was just going to say, and it's such a powerful thing, Maddie, that you were talking about, that, you know, 700 plus people come to watch you and they don't know you, but you're giving an element of yourself every time you get on stage. That takes a lot of strength. You know, you're gifting these people a part of you that, you know, you don't know them, but again, you're putting that hand out in a sense of like reconciliation. You're putting the hand out to say, come along this journey with us. We're going to teach you some things tonight. So full credit to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. We're chatting with Maddie Palook from the Bangarra Dance Company, bangarra.com.au, and we'll mention it again. The current performance is called Horizon. It's performed at the Arts Centre in Melbourne on Wurundjeri Country, and it's running until the 7th of September. Now, looking on the website, Maddie, golly gosh, when I hit the What's On tab and there's the 2024 season, and we are into the second half of 2024. I'm not sure where the time's going. There is still a lot of stuff happening. You've got performances of other kinds. So you're involved with this Horizon one at the moment. You're involved with the other ones that are coming up later in the year too, I'm assuming, Maddie?
Yeah, so I'm involved in Yildea. That's the South Australian tour that we have coming up, which also involves the return to country of the story to the Ungunu people. So we'll be heading down there. And then we have Dance Clan also to finish the year, which is in Sydney. And this one's really special because it's actually the emerging storytellers of our company. So we have three dancers who are choreographing work on the dancers, and they get the ability to step out of the dancer role and create their own work with set designers, light designers, costume designers. They get the whole kit and caboodle. So, yeah, we're also involved in that. There'll be a film and two works by Callum Gorgong, Lillian Banks and Daniel Mateo. We actually started doing some of the creative work for it this week, so it's really, really exciting to see them taking on their next journey in their careers and being able to put their mob stories on stage, yeah, which is really exciting. We also have Waru that keeps happening throughout the year. This is with the beautiful Elma Chris and Abu Ferro, and that is the children's show, actually, that we've been having for a couple of years now, and it's the journey of the small turtle from the Torres Strait, and it's a really good show. So if you have young ones, definitely check it out. It's an interactive performance and it's a good laugh. I really enjoy it.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I'm just looking at the website there. So that's touring the country pretty much, but I do note that Narre Warren, which is not too far from us here at the 3MDR studios, there is some performance. That's running from the 25th of September through to the 9th of November. So that's more for the youngsters, but I'm sure adults will enjoy that as well. Who doesn't love a good story?
Exactly.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot on. Do you get much downtime, Maddie?
I mean, yes and no. We get time to, you know, go back home and we have little breaks throughout the year, but most of our year is pretty on the road or in the studio. But I think it's also sometimes it doesn't feel like work because the work that we're doing is so important, and it also is super fun at times. I get to say I dance for a living, so I'm pretty lucky with my career and where I've ended up, and I'm really grateful for that. So the downtime is amazing, but also just knowing how many people we're being able to reach and what I'm doing is really special.
Yeah, I guess it must be very, very rewarding for you. I'm also guessing that it's physically demanding. Like, I'm not a dancer myself, two left feet, no sense of timing or rhythm. But the effort and the you know, just the physical work that goes into dancing. So I'm guessing you keep yourself in good shape as far as nutrition, sort of activity. I guess dancing is a fitness routine and it's of its own.
Kind of like needing to be in optimal physical health, but also making sure that we're at our optimal mental health as well. And making sure that we're constantly checking in, because the stories can be heavy and we are pushing our bodies physically every single night. So, yeah, I think it's not only our physical health that needs to continue to be strong, but also our mental health and really just doing everything that we can to keep our life really vibrant and good and good energy around us, from nutrition to making sure we're sleeping right and having conversations with our safe dance team constantly about how we can continue to be not only better dancers but better people and live a healthy life. And I think also that part of it is giving us the opportunity to be role models for our mob, to, you know, inspire our families to also keep fit and stay healthy and to be inspired by that. So that's another, I guess, plus that we have at the company.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing organisation to be involved with, Maddie.
Yeah.
That's it. Nelson.
I guess just a bit of a fun one, Maddie. Is there any state that you've been to and performed in that sticks out to you the most? Obviously, it being here in Victoria, Paige and I are probably very biased saying that we're pretty cool. But is there any other state that might stick out to you? It's cool to go to, nice food.
I mean, I like all the places, but I feel like the most special place that I've been to so far was over in WA. We did the Return to Country to Victoria Crossing, and that was with our production stand song that we were doing for the last 2 years. And we actually performed in a school basketball court, and it was 45 degrees, I think. And we put on a big community barbecue, and all the community came out and they got to watch the performance while sitting on picnic blankets and having a good feed. So that was pretty special. And it's, I think it's 5 or 6 hours out from one of the main towns, so it was quite rural for me to see. And yeah, it was extremely eye-opening for me. That was probably the most special place that I've been to so far, and probably my favourite trip.
I guess one of the things too is obviously we're always on Aboriginal country no matter where we stand.
Yes.
And for you, Maddie, like, you know, I guess a question is, when you go to these places and all around Australia, is the traditional owners there with, like, welcome to country, or, you know, again, lending that hand for you to engage in their culture? Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, so every time we land in a new place and we're on another country, the company all gets together and we reach out to one of the elders there and the traditional owner, and they'll conduct a smoking ceremony or a welcome to country for the dancers and the crew, and then we invite them to the community night and the opening night to also welcome the first audience of the season. When we do the return to countries, or we go on country at first to seek permission from the elders for the story or to connect with them, they will take us out and we will spend about a week on country learning from them, doing women's and men's business, learning stories, seeing traditional sites or sacred sites that they're willing to share with us. And luckily enough, we also will be able to learn some of the traditional dances, and sometimes they are in our performance. So that's another part of the company's kind of connection and reaching out. But we always make sure that we have a welcome to country every time we're entering a new space or new country.
Amazing.
It's such a vast country. And I guess there'll be members of the dance troupe too, Maddie, that would be going home to country when you're out and about in other states. And they'll be going back to their home country.
Yeah, so we have like a few dancers from WA, so that trip was really special for them to be able to go home.
Yeah.
And we got to meet their family, hang out with their family, and kind of everywhere you go with the company, somebody is related or on country, and it's really special to watch and witness them connecting to country again and finding their feet. It's a good refreshment for all of us, and it's even more powerful to see it happen, which is really special.
I love it. Sounds great. Sounds great. You are listening to Yarra Valley FM and or 3MDR 97.1 FM. We've been chatting with Maddie Palook from the Bangarra Dance Company, bangarra.com.au. There is a performance called Horizon on at the Arts Centre, NAR Melbourne, and it's running until the 7th of September. You can buy your tickets online through bangarra.com.au. We'd like to thank you very much for joining us this morning, Maddie.
And this thank you so much for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure finding out more about yourself and the dance company and the sharing of stories and culture to a wide audience.
No, it's been good. No, and personally from me, Maddie, thank you. It's always good to talk to Mob, who are doing some pretty deadly stuff out there and sharing our culture with how they do it best. So massive thank you for the chat today.
Thank you.
Good on you, Maddie. All the very best for the rest of the 2024 season, and perhaps we can catch up in the new year and find out what's on for Bangarra in 2025.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
Good on you, mate. All the very best, and we'll catch up with you later. Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Bye.